Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 29 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 25 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 23 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 22 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 24 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 25 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 28 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 31 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Sunny. 33 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Sunny. 36 degrees.
I have a bias. You have a bias. Everybody has a bias. They favor a certain viewpoint.
You have connected to a 16 node and EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.forge.net. Link node and EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
Kilo Echo 3, Golf Romeo Oscar, listening to the 8-5 repeater.
Yep, just about to start the net here in a few minutes, WB9CST.
Okay, sounds good. KE3GRO, clear. Like mine, I have to put mine on a cradle to charge it. Yeah, so that will limit, if that's the case, that limit how well you can use it. You can listen on it, but it'd be hard to charge it while you're trying to talk on it. Unless you had the microphone, the remote mic. You see police officers have the radio on their belt and they have the microphone on their collar, and it works out pretty good. Back to you.
WB9CSP.
Okay, Andy, let's bring Art in here. I see him. He's on EchoLink down in Florida. So let's bring he's got always valuable information and helpful contribution to the conversation. K8ACW, this is 88FK with K8.
WB9CSP. Four minutes until net, WB9CSP.
Presently, I'm just using my mobile antenna. I have a good Comet vertical antenna, and I just set that on the window.
Week long, last week too, I was thinking, man, I'm finally going to get to go to another RC.
Good afternoon.
And good afternoon, everybody. This is Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, WB9CSP, and the Everything Net. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, every Saturday. And we talk about various topics. So with that, a question I heard earlier today that I think I'm going to ask is, are you for or against changing daylight savings time? So with that, I will start taking check-ins. WV9CSP.
From sideband DX standpoint, and was looking at things like a
All right, so wishing to check into the everything yet, come now, WB9CST.
This is WATOY, Madison Heights.
Hey, John, I was starting to think nobody could hear me. hey, John, how are you today? And today's question is, do you want them to change the daylight savings time or not? I guess that's what today's question is. Go ahead.
Yeah, first I'll let you know that there's a couple guys having a continuous conversation on the dark that's so it's in heavy use right now. They're probably not aware of the net. Daylight saving time, the most evil thing that mankind has done to me. I hate it. It serves no purpose. It makes the day longer. Well, does that mean the day is 25 hours long? No. It just takes it away from the morning. I like sunlight in the morning. So now it makes it just darker in the morning. So, no, I don't like daylight saving time. I want to see it end. Back to you, Rich.
Yeah, roger that, John. Well, I disconnected the VHF and I left the UHF, so hopefully people can get in. But, I don't really like it either. If it was a once a year in the middle of the year change, I think it would be nice. But that's just me. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything net? Come now, WB9CSP.
Kilo 6, Victor Papa.
November 1, Juliet Whiskey Bravo.
Alpha Bravo 0, Victor X-ray.
Oops, I think I stepped on somebody. Was there anybody after AB0VX? You're noisy. I'll let you increase your power, and I'll run through this list. Hopefully you can get in just a minute. Daniel, hey, I haven't heard you in a while. Forgot you had an IRLP. K6VP, how are you? Do you think we should change the daylight savings time? Go ahead.
Well, first let me say that the All-Star doesn't appear to be working. That's why I had to fire up my IRLP. And as far as the All-Star, or as far as the daylight savings goes, I guess I could go either way. I've dealt with it all my life. But it probably wouldn't be bad to have it go away. K6CP.
Wow. Yeah, I couldn't get used to that change. I've already moved one time zone over. I don't think I could get used to about two or three more. Because I think you're, let's see, what time is it now? 2:06 my time, so let's see. It is 12:06 your time, so you're 2 hours behind me. Yeah, I don't think I could get used to that. But, thanks for checking in, and good to hear you. And, yeah, I'm trying to find a more stable All-Star node, so I will keep you informed about that. I think I found one, though, so I'll shoot you an email a little later with the new All-Star. That gets time-consuming. Anyway, let's see. N1JWB, I don't think I've heard you before, and if I have, I've forgotten your name. Go ahead, how are you, and are you a fan of changing daylight savings? Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. November 1, Juliet Whiskey Bravo. Jeremy here in Shakopee, Minnesota. Just it's a new call sign for me. I changed it actually thanks to your guys' input from a previous net a few weeks ago. I actually asked that question to the group, should I change my call sign? And I did, so that's it. To answer the question, I am not a fan of daylight savings time. I wish we got rid of it. In fact, I kind of wish the whole planet would just go to Zulu time or UTC and kind of get over, you know, a particular, you know, 8 a.m. is morning. Just make it, you know, UTC around the planet. That's what I use for work all the time anyway, and it's convenient. But that's all I say about that. Hope everyone's doing well and enjoying their weekend on November 1. Juliet Whiskey Bravo back to net.
Oops, I think I stepped on somebody again. Good job, Jeremy. You took my advice, and you got a one call, too. That way people will know. Of course, it probably doesn't stand out as much there because 0-1. Now, if you got like a 7 call, it might stand out in 7 if they had it. But it works, and I like it. People will definitely know it's you. So, yeah, I'm glad you went and got it, and I hope you enjoy it and don't have to make the change again. Let's see. Ooh, I should know this name. John, I feel like I botched your name. AB0VX. How are you today, and how are things in Iowa? And are you a fan of daylight savings time or against it?
Well, good evening. I'll try that again. Good afternoon. Hi, everybody on the net. This is AB0VX, Sunny Creek, Iowa. Well, I am not a fan of it. I've never been a fan of it. And years ago when I was a projectionist and actually worked at drive-in theaters and among other places, we did not care for it when it would kick in because it just meant we'd have another hour of sunlight at the end of the day, and it would make it, push everything back an hour, which included pushing back when we would get out of there. And no, I don't like it. It seems like it takes me probably about a good 4 to 5 months to get my body adjusted to that hour's change, and then we end up changing it again. So I keep hoping one of these days that those people that we pay all those big dollars in Washington to will get their stuff together and cancel it so we don't have it at all. And if they're not going to do that, I guess the second choice would be then leave it invoked all the time. But I would just as soon go back to normal time and be like the rest of the few places like Arizona or Hawaii where they don't practice daylight savings time. Thanks for that, AB0VX.
Yep, and it is good to have you here, John. Thanks for stopping in. I'm glad you were able to check in. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come down, WB9CSP. Were you trying to recheck there, John? I'm not sure if you were. You keyed up.
Yeah, I'm getting a little better on my phone, but a recheck would be nice. Yes, recheck.
All right, John, go ahead with your recheck then.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that as far as the single time zone around the world, I think that's what China has done. I'm pretty sure China has a time zone across all their different theoretical time zones, across all their longitudes. I think they have one time zone for the entire country, if I'm not mistaken.
I agree, John. Having one would be nice. That way everyone's not like, well, are you an hour ahead of me, an hour behind me, 2 hours ahead of me, 2 hours behind me? And then let's not forget, everyone thinks we have Pacific, Mountain, Central, and Eastern, when we have actually more than that. We have Hawaiian, Alaskan, Pacific, Mountain, Central, Eastern, and Atlantic. So I think we have like 7 time zones. It's really confusing. By the way, John, if you're near your radio, the UHF repeater is connected up there. If you have a way to get in, if your phone dies, since they're talking on the VHF. But thanks for the recheck. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? This is Richard, WB9 Chicago Style Pizza.
WHTOY, I'm over on the computer now, so it should be okay.
Roger that, John. I've got you loud and clear now. I'm just looking for more people to check in. So anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP.
Yeah, I think the team here in Hazel Park is open now if you want to reconnect.
There we go. I connected the VHF, dropped the UHF. So thanks, John. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP.
KFATDW.
All right, I think I got that right. KF8DEW. I think I botched the last part. Hi, good afternoon. How are you? How are things in Michigan? And today's question is, do you like daylight savings time or not?
Yeah, I think so. I think you got it right. My name is Zach, and daylight savings time, I don't mind it. I would just prefer that we stay forward so the nights are not as long in the wintertime. But back to you.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do like it when it's a consistent thing. Like I was telling TOY, John, I kind of wish that they would change it in the middle of the year so that way it's, a one-time thing. Or, hey, why don't we change it at the beginning of the year, like the middle of January or something, you know? But, thanks for checking in. Let's see. Okay, so it's 216. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP. Yeah, who tried to check in on St. Louis? Try again.
Call sign is Kilo Echo 0, Juliet Zulu Echo, St. Louis.
All right, got it that time. KE0JZE. Good afternoon. How's the weather in St. Louis today? And you for or against changing daylight savings? Go ahead. KE0JZE WB9CSP. Go ahead if you're there.
Daylight
savings time, if you would. Anyway, back to the control, KE0JZ. Yeah, roger that. Well, thank you for stopping in, and good to hear you, and you're always welcome back. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP.
Portable.
Yeah, was that KF0ZAY?
Negative, Whiskey, Bravo, Zero, Zulu, Alpha, Yankee.
All right, I got it that time, and I'll take you since you're portable. Whiskey Bravo Zero Zulu Alpha Yankee, how are you today, and are you for or against daylight savings? Go ahead.
Well, thanks for the question. I feel like it's an outmoded thing. I don't think we need it anymore. Having standardized time would be kind of a nice thing, but as far as how we're doing today, we were just out at Clydesdale Park, now called, the Blake Schneider Park, and just playing around portable. We're doing some HF with our ST710 and JPC-12 vertical antenna, and now I'm just kind of testing a little man pack radio that I put together with an Anytone portable, LiFePO 4 battery, and little 19-inch whip I got off the Amazon website there.
Wow, it sounds good. What was I going to ask you? Another question. Oh, yeah. What is the big fascination with the 7100? I've heard a lot of people have those. What's so great about them that everyone wants to buy one, you know?
Well, I suppose that's kind of a matter of opinion. I have a 7100 in the mobile, and I got an FT710 that I use portable. I like the 7100 because it's a shack in the box. I like the 710 because it's got phenomenal receive and 100 watts and a built-in tuner that allows me to play with all my homebrew stuff without a whole lot of difficulty. I'm very, very fond and very, very finicky about the quality of my receive audio, and the 710 in particular is an amazing rig for that.
Ah, okay, that makes sense now. Yeah, I've always kind of wondered. The only reason I haven't gotten a shack in the box is because, well, if something goes wrong with it and that's your only radio, well, that's your only radio. So that's why I'm not too fond of them. They have their purpose, but, you know. The only one that I think I would get is the ICOM 746 Mark IIG. I like that radio. Or its bigger brother for a base station, the 746 Pro. I like that one, too. But thanks for checking in, and good to hear you. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP. Okay, I think I heard that person come back from the Honey Creek IRLP on a, I think you said, handheld. So stay where you are and try it again.
Kilo Delta Zero, Kilo Zulu November, handheld.
Okay, I've got you now. Kilo Delta Zero, Kilo Zulu November. I have you now. Good afternoon. How are you? I think this is the first time I've heard you. So how are things in Iowa? And are you for or against changing daylight savings? Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. This is QB0KZN. I guess I'm against it because everyone else is in daylight savings time. But before I lose you, can you give me a quality report? I'm on a 5-watt handheld with an Egg Pong roll-up dual band antenna about 20 feet up in a tree in a forest by Herman, Nebraska right now. So I'm on a backtracking trip just seeing how I come.
Yeah, Roger that. You're a little on the soft side, but still understandable. A little bit of popcorn and static, but not too bad. And it, for the most part, is working for you for 5 watts. I wouldn't go to low power on your handheld. I don't think you'd be able to make it too low. But for the moment, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Was 20 feet up in the tree, or the antenna was 20 feet up in the tree?
Antenna is 20 feet up in the tree. I'm on the ground station now. Thank you.
Oh, I was hoping to hear for first. I've never talked to anybody that was actually 20 feet up in the tree themselves. WATOY. Back to Rich.
Right on now. I've not climbed up in a tree before to do that. But I have went to one of those little jungle gym playground things where it's got the stairs and you walk up to it and then you get to the top and you slide down. I've walked on one of those and put a mag mount on that before and used it. Works out pretty nice. But yeah, you sound good on it. Like I said, just a little popcorn, just a little static, and a little light on the audio, but fully readable. Alrighty, moving on along. This is Whiskey Dava 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, Richard in the Everything Net. Looking for some more check-ins. Anyone anywhere wishing to check in, come now. All right, since I do have a few new connections here, anybody have any announcements they'd like to make? Come now. Anybody have any announcements they'd like to bring up to the net? WB9CSP.
ASAQU.
Yeah, KFAUU, go ahead.
Check in for the net. Over to you, Rick.
Yeah, Roger that. How are you doing today? And today's question is, Are you a fan of daylight savings time or not?
Question. It's hard because you lose an hour of sleep. And I wish they would just put everything on standard time all year round, but to no avail, that's not going to work. So we had to change our clocks ahead an hour in the spring. But the weather's going to be good next week in Michigan, and we're going to have the highs in the 60s, so back on the bicycle. Over to you.
And right now here, it is currently raining, or was, and not very nice out today. So, yeah, I hope you get to enjoy the weather for a little bit.
I can't wait till it hits 60 next week. 7-3, Rick, thanks for letting me in on the net, and enjoy the rest of your net.
Oops, I think I stepped on somebody again. Anyone else wishing to check into the everything that comes now, WB9CSP? Hey, Daniel, are you still here? K6VP, WB9CSP?
Connected because I noticed that.
Yeah, if you can hear me, I got the All-Star number for you if you want to switch over. 577-820. 577-820.
K-E-3-G-R-O, James in St. Louis, checking in.
K-E-3-G-R-O, hello. How have you been? How are things with you? And today's question is, are you for or against changing daylight savings? Go ahead.
I'm doing great, and yes, I'm for daylight savings time. It shows that we have less crime when we go with daylight savings time. It stays later longer, and we also have more people out stimulating the economy by shopping later at night and enjoying more daylight. So I think moving to daylight savings time is a good thing because it stays, instead of getting dark at 8 o'clock, it gets dark at 9 o'clock in the summer. So I wonder if people are maybe confused on what time is actually it would stick on, if it would stick on the winter time or summertime. So daylight savings time, from what I know, moves ahead and we have one longer more daylight in the summer.
Right, and I don't like the change, the multiple changes. It's kind of annoying, you know? It's like change here, don't change here, change there, don't change there, you know? But it is what it is. Just leaving a little break there. Daniel, I sent you a picture to your email with the node numbers. That way you can give those a try when you get a chance. Let's see. Anybody else wishing to check in for to the everything net? Come now, WB9CSP. That was weird. I think I'll ask one more time here just in case, and if not, I'll start the 7-3 round a little early today. Anybody anywhere wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now. WB9CSP. Alright, not hearing anybody. Don't worry, I'll come back and grab some people before I close down. Now that I'm home this weekend and can grab everybody in the list, all the way up to the top. Your turn, John. W8TOY, go ahead at the 7-3 round. WB9CSP.
Well, thanks for running into that. And, we're having pretty good weather up here. Well, I didn't mention it earlier today, but we got a lot of bright sunshine today. So even if it's a little cool, it makes for a nice day. One thing I was going to mention about the daylight saving time, I heard all the positives, but I've heard that hospital emergency rooms get more busy. There's more accidents and stuff like that. I don't know if that's true or not. There's like the rumors about hospital emergency rooms getting busy on full moons. They don't. It's just a old story that has been proven wrong many times. So I could be telling another fib myself. Everyone have a good afternoon. This is W8TOY.
Good job, John. Thanks for checking in. And good to have you today. Thanks for stopping in. Let's see if Daniel's floating around. He might have switched over to his All-Star. K6VP, WB9CSP. Go ahead at the 7-3 round.
Well, I don't really have anything to add. Hopefully I sound a little bit better now. I'd actually switched over on my IRLP node to GSM because I noticed that the node was on GSM and not uncompressed, but then my battery died, so it's one of those days. Plus, I was reprogramming my All-Star node. That's what took me so long to get back on here. K6VP.
Yep. And Daniel gets to go all the way from California all the way over to Belgium. That's where that's connected at. But hopefully that's the last time I have to give you a node number. So just save that one. And if it changes and you don't hear anything, let me know. And I'll try and give you another one. Back to you.
Okay, sounds good. K6VP.
All right, sounds good. The man with the new call, N1JWB, if you're still there, go ahead, Jeremy, WB9CSP. Well, I guess Jeremy's in and out. That's all right. Let's see. Where am I on my list? There I am. AB0VX, John, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over.
Okay, Richard. Well, yeah, thanks for calling a net today. Sounds like another good net for you. I was going to mention there are a lot of health things that are negatively affected by daylight savings time, and I'm not going to read them off to people. They can search the internet themselves and find them. But I was going to invite Anthony with his phone antenna to hang around the repeater after the net. I'll drop the link and then we talk briefly, and I can play your audio back for you if you want to hear it. If you're still there, that would be KD0KZN. And with that, I'll be clear. AB0BX.
Yeah, roger that, John. And, yeah, I drop everything after the net anyway, so whether you disconnect or it disconnects, it's all the same. Let's see. KF8DEW, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. All right. KE0JZE, if you're there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. All right, let's see. WB0ZAY. I bet that's a tongue twister. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, over. All right, let's see. KD0KVN, go ahead at the 7-3 round, and, yeah, did you hear what John AB0VX was saying? Go ahead. All right, I guess he's not there. Oh, there went my piece of paper. KF8UU, Leonard, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over.
I just turned back the radio on, 7-3 to the net, and we'll hopefully catch you again next week.
Roger that, Leonard. Thanks for checking in, and good to hear you. Last on this list, before I call for the last-minute check-ins, is KE3GRL. If you're there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. All right, that brings me to the bottom of the list. This is Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, and the Everything Net. So, last call for anyone to check in before I close down. Anybody anywhere wishing to check in, come now, WB9CSP.
KF8BBA, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Papa Alpha, Vladimir Southfield, in and out, and good afternoon, Richard, and everybody who listens.
Roger that, Vladimir, I have you in and out. KF8BPA, I've got you. Anyone else wishing to check in? Last call, WB9CSP.
WB1, WB2, what are you checking in for?
Yeah, this is the Everything Net. It meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Go ahead.
Alright, I guess, count me in.
Yeah, what was your call again? It was a little noisy when you first came in.
It was KC1, WD2, and the name is Steven.
All right, I think I got it there that time. KC1WEQ, sorry if I botched it. Steven, how are things up in Maine, I believe is where you guys are located, and are you a fan of Daylight Saving Time?
Uh,
All right, let me see if it's working again. Sometimes it doesn't pick me up, so I'm not sure if you're hearing me all right. But if you are, sorry if I botched your call. And today's question is, do you like daylight savings time or not? Go ahead. All right, I think I'll make this the final call, the last call, the all call. So anybody anywhere wishing to check into the everything net before I close the doors, come now. Anybody anywhere, any mode, WB9CSP. All right, someone tried on the Michigan repeater. Come back again.
November 8, Whiskey, Julia Lima, J in Detroit.
There you are, Jay. Yeah, I figured that was you, but I couldn't hear you because you were kind of noisy at first. How are you doing today, Jay? I'll make you the last one on the list. How are things where you're at? And are you for or against daylight savings? Go ahead.
It really doesn't matter to me. It really doesn't matter. Nothing, not that I'm retired, too. So, either way, it's fine with me. Back to you, NAW.
Yeah, good to hear you, Jay, and thanks for checking in. I'm glad you were able to catch the tail end there. I know you try, but I'm glad you were able to stop in. Well, I think I'll close up here and thank everybody who checked in. Without you guys, there would be no net. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. And I have a old website that I need to update, but I do have one. whiskeybravo9.wb9cst.weebly.com, or you can look at my QIZ page. And with that, give me a minute to turn everything back to normal amateur use. Thank you, and see you again next week.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 40 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 39 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 37 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 34 degrees. Good evening, 20, 100 hours. Clear. 33 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly cloudy. 32 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 33 degrees.